Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, we're hearing them every day, the songs and carols that tell the Christmas stories. Some are about a fellow named Santa Claus and his flying sleigh, and still others are about a baby named Jesus surrounded by shepherds and wise men. And you can imagine that it might be difficult for our children to capture the true meaning of Christmas in all this mixed messages of the season. And we want to talk about that today here on Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. So Bruce, what can we do as parents and grandparents to help keep our kids and our grandkids grounded in the true meaning of Christmas?
Well, you're right, Cap. It is truly a battle. The commercialism of our culture that promotes Santa is phenomenally huge, and all the children's programming on TV is slanted in that same direction. So we need to use the power that we have as parents and grandparents to make a profound impact on our legacy kids. And I think one of the ways that we can start is to make sure that a lot of the music and that we play in our homes is that of the nature that teaches about Jesus. And another great way to start would be to post an Advent wreath or an Advent calendar that will help scripturally count down to the big day.
And I remember that we talked last year about the Advent wreath and how that we can make one for our home. And we put that material up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, so feel free to click on the family activity link there.
Yeah, and that was a fun series, and the key is to get our kids into the Word of God regarding the Christmas story. You know, now with our family devotions this month, we can center in on the Christmas stories of Matthew and Luke, and maybe we can get some Christmas story coloring books and some videos to help set off the media blasts that they're getting from others. And, you know, if your children are a little older, go back and show them some of the Old Testament prophecies that point to the coming of Jesus as our Savior, and let them see the powerful truth and accuracy of God's Word and His plan for our salvation.
And Bruce, we'll make sure that we post some of these Old Testament passages for our moms and dads out there to use.
Good.
But what else can we do?
Well, you know, Deuteronomy 6 tells us that we as parents and grandparents are to teach our children God's Word through both verbally and visually. So let's make sure that the prominent decorating theme of our homes is teaching them the story of Jesus, too. You know, along with that Advent wreath and calendar, let's make sure that our manger scene has a place of prominence. And in fact, we used to have one in every room of our house during this time of year. We even bought an inexpensive rubberized one to put in our boys' room. And many nights when we tell the Christmas story, they would be moving the wise men across the top of the bunk bed and the angels would be flying. And, you know, but that hands-on activity really drilled in the gospel story. And it isn't Christmas in our house unless that manger scene is up somewhere. And, you know, and we also might want to make sure that the word Christ is in our Christmas decorations. We don't have that Xmas thing going on. And I know that the X represents the Greek letter chi, which is a symbol for Christ. But, you know, our children and grandkids probably don't get that.
And Bruce, it also makes sense to decorate the place where our kids feel safest with the images that convey the true meaning of Christmas. And we've talked about the symbolism of the tree last week.
Yep.
So that center of most family decorations can be used to tell the story as well. These are very practical. But what else can we do to help solidify the true meaning of Christmas on our children's hearts?
Well, maybe we can look for a family activity that will help our kids think through a need that they could meet by something that they can give of themselves. It might involve some service or little act of kindness that they can do in the name of Jesus, and then help them devise a plan to do that.
For example?
Now, you want me to do all the heavy lifting here, huh? Okay. Well, it could be one of those nationally inspired projects, you know, Angel Tree or Operation Christmas Child, Toys for Tots, all those would work. Or we could even make it more personal, find some needs in our own neighborhood that we could meet, make some cookies for that lonely shut-in neighbor, or go Christmas caroling in your grandparents' retirement setting. But, you know, probably the best thing that we as parents and grandparents can do for our children is to make sure that they've received the best Christmas gift of all, God's free gift of salvation. And, you know, as you're telling the Christmas story, make sure that you plan, you know, lay out the plan of salvation so that they might receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's truly the best Christmas present they could ever enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bruce, for sharing some practical ways that we can help keep Christ as the focus of this Christmas season. And we look forward to talking some more about this next week. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.